Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. Today is International Day of Happiness. First celebrated in 2013, it was created by the United Nations to highlight the role of happiness in helping people lead fulfilling lives around the world. Last year, Berlin police registered 511,677,000 criminal offenses. This is 8,760 cases, or 1.7% less than in the previous year. 44.4% of the cases were solved, and 1 year earlier, it was 44.2%. Both simple and serious theft remained among the top three offenses. The figures therefore differ only marginally from those of the previous year, and now those figures must be classified and interpreted. On Monday, CDU faction leader Burkhard Dregger hardly found a good word for Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD, and also for the police. In particular, Dregger considers the amount of solved crimes to be too low. Berlin, with 44.4%, is still at the bottom of the league of all federal states, stating, quote, "This is unacceptable because the successful prosecution of city crimes remains the exception." The interior politician listed what Berlin police officers needed in terms of equipment and powers in order to cope with the increased number of violent incidents against themselves, stating, quote, "We must finally ensure that police officers can use body cams to record their operations." From other federal states, one knows that such body cameras also work preventatively. Therefore, we demand the stabilization of the police rights and the equipment with body cams. The same applies to electric shock pistols, or so-called tasers. The Red-Red-Green Coalition members reacted strikingly unevenly to Dregger's armament wishes. While the domestic political spokespersons of the left, Nicholas Schroeder, and the Greens, Benjamin Lux, rejected the proposals as, quote, "completely absurd," according to Schroeder, and "lousy," according to Lux, their colleague Frank Zimmermann of the SPD was much more amenable. "Of course, body cams are necessary," he said, "and also tasers, which are used in Berlin by two police sections and the SEK." As for now, the coalition is still facing difficult discussions on the General Security and Order Law, or the ASOG, which is to be passed this summer. The fight against criminal clans in Berlin has reached a new level. Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, overnight Monday into Tuesday, 75 police forces marched into Neukölln armed with submachine guns, with their sights set on high-end luxury vehicles to be, quote, "checked for possible connections to criminal clan members," as the police reported at the beginning of the mission. The personal data of persons noticed during checks would then be passed on to district offices and job centers as part of the newly created Center for Analysis and Coordination to Combat Criminal Structures. The procedure is part of a new police strategy with which the security authorities want to at least contain the escalating clan crime. One investigator remarked, quote, "If we control someone in a luxury vehicle and they are officially registered as a Hartz IV recipient, this naturally raises questions that need to be answered." Some conspicuous vehicles went into the network of the emergency services, such as a converted Jeep that had been checked 2 weeks ago. A vehicle with bulletproof glass was also taken out of service by the police. The check lasted until 11 p.m., and the results are now being evaluated. It's not clear when the initial assessment of the mission will be announced. The large participation in the climate strike of Berlin students on March 15th is likely to be topped soon. The 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg wants to support Berlin students at her Fridays for Future demonstration on March 29th and will come to Berlin for the rally. She will also be honored with a Goldene Kamera Award. Thunberg will receive the prize on March 30th when other film and television awards will be given at the former Tempelhof Airport. The Special Climate Protection Prize is being awarded for the first time. Meanwhile, the discussion about the consequences of truancy from attending climate demonstrations continues at schools. While some teachers facilitate their participation in the climate strikes by organizing hiking days or excursions to Mitte, other schools attach importance to the fact that the scheduled lessons take place and that the pupils at least get unexcused days of absence certified if they do not come to school. It will soon be more difficult for high school graduates to take part in the Friday rallies. Their regular lessons will end on March 25th, so that they will be free on March 29th, when Greta Thunberg arrives. However, the Abitur examinations begin shortly thereafter, and some fall on a Friday. This applies, for example, to the 5th of April, when, according to the education server, the exams in biology, chemistry, and physics will be written, as well as to the 12th of April, when it's French. As reported, students also showed solidarity with the truant pupils. FDP leader Christian Lindner continues to oppose this. We will bring further information on the demonstration with Greta Thunberg as it becomes available. Former U.S. President Barack Obama will come to Berlin in April. As the Democratic Foundation announced on Tuesday, the 57-year-old will be answering questions from young people at an event on April 6th. The venue has not yet been announced. The Obama Foundation called for questions to be submitted to the ex-president for the event in Berlin. According to the information, around 300 young people from Europe who are involved in areas such as civil society, integration, or food security will take part in the town hall event, which will be broadcast live. Obama has already been to Berlin several times. Most recently, he took part in a panel discussion with Chancellor Angela Merkel at the Kirchentag in May of 2017. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.